Excited about this new section, the section of tefillah here in the Bayam Darkecha, because we've learned, we've talked, we've discussed and explored tefillah so many times over the years, and yet it's something that always requires a new perspective, and therefore we get the opportunity now to listen to the perspective of this school, the school of Ravitcha Meyer Morgenstern, on the inyan of tefillah. And it relates to us. Rabbim Mavakshin Dvar Hashem. Many people, meaning all of us, we're seeking. Nafshim B'She'ilasim, we're looking. I'm in the introduction to where it says the word tefillah, to the first paragraph. Ma'osim, what do we do? What can we do? K'dei She'yeh Cheshek L'Espalo. It's not asking the question of what should we do to daven. It's what should we do to have a cheshek for davening, an interest in davening, a desire for davening, to want to daven. Isn't that the deepest question? Yeah, right? That's really, we got to have a want. How do we nurture that? V'lo tia, it shouldn't be hatfila, davening, hakdosha, this holy enterprise, kemasui chas v'shalom, like a burden. Oh, I have to daven ma'ariv. I have to go to Shacharis with a krecht, you know. Ki bavadai, of course, kasher adam, when a person zochem merits l'tfila me'ira, a shining, beautiful davening, bahargoshas dveikus, with a feeling of connection, v'kirvas Hashem Yisbarach, and closeness to God, azai hamasikus u'atzuma, hi'atzuma, the sweetness of davening, when you have a good davening, how does that feel? It feels sweet. And that strengthens. As kol hakesher, everyone feels that closeness, and that strengthens our connection im Hashem Yisbarach with Hashem. But sometimes, and I don't know how many people feel like this, and how often we feel like this, we don't feel like davening. Ein lo cheshek l'espalo. Odom lo margish yesh lo cheshek l'espalo. And then who us who all the hargish tefila who it's hikmo all Allah, it's like a burden. So we got to figure out what should we do. What should we do?
There's also a myth.
Yeah, which is
that sometimes it feels like a burden and sometimes it feels like
exactly, and that's what he's identifying. That's what he's saying, that every person goes through cycles, and this is something, by the way, that we should anticipate. This is what the Rabbi Nutam describes, or what he calls the Yemei Ahava and the Yemei Sina. Every person has days in their life that are Yemei Ahava, that we feel like we love our avoda, we love our connection, we love doing the right thing. And then we have days that the Rabbi Nutam calls Yemei Sina. We hate it. We don't want to do it. We're uninspired. And everyone goes through those cycles. We all do.
They should make sure they tell that to the 14-year-olds.
Yeah, there's a spare.
Exactly. Exactly, because it's anticipated. Exactly. Which is interesting that according to the Rabbi Nutam,
when you're young, they should tell you why.
Yes.
Then you think if you're not inspired, you're a bad guy, or you're not, or you're off the derech, or whatever. Oh,
it was kedai to do this whole chabura just so that we should make this point.
And especially for kids who really probably can't appreciate, they don't have bills to pay, and they don't understand that everything comes from Hashem yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, like
let's spend 1 minute on this, and then we'll start the tefillah piece next time, this the paragraph, because this is so, so important. You know who emphasized this nakuda? The great Mashgiach Rav Shlomo Volbe. Rav Volbe in the Ali Shur emphasizes this to a great degree. And he emphasizes the idea of realizing this, accepting it, not trying to deny the Yemei Sina. The Rabbi Nutam does not think that a person can ever get out of that cycle. What is the avoda? The goal is, the avoda is, according to Rabbi Nutam, is to amplify, expand, broaden the amount of time that we spend in that headspace of godless emotion, of inspiration, of feeling good, and minimize to the smallest amount, the times that we feel burnt out.
So how about Moser? How about, when you're a 13, 14-year-old, whatever, Mesilas Yesharim, and, it's amazing, you wake up and you don't put on tefillin, you're not going to have an arm, for example. So how does that fit into this?
So I would say, these are the most important questions we have to ask, because I suspect...
I've been waiting many years to ask this.
Right? It's true! And many people, by the way... Many people today have religious PTSD from someone who told them something that was well-meaning, which is documented in Chazal.
I certainly know them.
I certainly know them. Because in seventh grade, a Rebbe told them that when you do a mitzvah, you put a brick on the base of Mikdash Shalmaila. When you do an Avera, they take a brick off. So then the kid, Nebuch, he ends up, 19 years old, he does some Avera, and he doesn't have the cognitive... ability to move forward because he's living with this dissonance that he just took a brick off the base of Mikdash and it's never going to be back and he's destroying everything and he doesn't see what's next. So you know what ends up happening, unfortunately, in many cases?
Problem.
They're saying, Farfallen.
Right.
They say, Farfallen, that's
and
it.
Problem, and someone, if a tzaddik comes and tells him...
Picks him up.
Put another brick in. And the brick... Then
don't worry, you can put it back tomorrow.
There are huge mitzvahs now.
Now, exactly, you put it back tomorrow. So the answer is, this is super oversimplified in a very late, hour. But the answer, I think, is proportion. Meaning, there's the Gemara, there's the wild Agadita, amazing Agadita. I'm oversimplifying it. But basically, what the Agadita says, the Gemara in Brachas, has a lot of interesting statements. And Rav Kook in the Ein Hayah tries to unpack those statements and explain them. The Gemara says, when you make a corned beef sandwich, don't put on too much mustard. That's the modern day equivalent of what this Gemara says. So Rav Kook says, what are you talking about? Mustard on a corned beef sandwich? I'm speaking like, that's not, the Gemara didn't have corned beef sandwiches, but that's what the Gemara says. So Rav Kook says, mustard is very sharp. If you drench your corned beef sandwich in mustard,
you won't appreciate the taste of meat.
Yeah. Will you taste anything? No. All you'll taste is mustard. So Rav Kook says, mustard, says Rav Kook, is musr. You're mechaven to Rav Kook's vart. He says, in life, you need a little bit. You need to take yourself seriously. You need to take your life seriously. You take the Ribbono Shel Olam seriously. Yada seriously. So you put a little bit of mustard. Like the Balatanya says, you have to have a few minutes that you carve out intentionally. This is intense time. But says Rav Volbe says, no. That's not the only way to look at life. That's not the predominant voice that we hear in our head, ideally. And that's why we oftentimes even misinterpret and misunderstand what is Musar. Of course, there is one Nevardiker school of Musar that says, you're a Gornish, you're nothing. But the Slabutka Musar is, shine your shoes and show up! Because you're a somebody. And we don't do enough of that.
Right.
So then you end up with people, Nebuch, they're such broken souls, because they don't know how to put themselves back together. So the Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Volbe and others say, you should anticipate that you're going to have days you don't feel like getting out of bed. You should know there are going to be times where you don't feel like davening.
You have to understand human nature.
That's the nature of being a Baal Chai, of being an Adam. So Rav Volbe's takeaway, and this is what we'll land with, so what's his lemaisa in this point? What's his lemaisa? This is really interesting. Ali Shur, he says, the lemaisa is, don't get off the train. When you're at the bottom, a person who's uninspired, they feel like they just want to get off. They don't want to do anything. Right? It's true, the Rabbeinu Tam said, ideally, we're going to maximize our Yemei Ava, the days that we feel like we're interested, that we're focused, we feel connected, and we're going to minimize Yemei Sina. But Rabbeinu Tam said, you're going to have Yemei Sina. So Rav Volbe says, the key is, stay in it. And that means, he says, let's say usually you daven, you daven 30-minute chakras, and that day you're feeling mamish, you hate davening. So Rav Volbe says, so don't daven for 30 minutes. Done for 3 minutes. That's it. Stay connected. Don't fall out when you get to the bottom. Stay in it. Hang on. And you hang on long enough, Mirtz Hashem, the Rebbe will send you somebody or something or a feeling, and you'll get back out of it. Lo and lehner, there are people in life, and we know such people in our orbit, who, bechlal in life, when they got so far to the bottom, they just walked away from Chayim Chiyusa. They walked away from life. Right? So Rav Volbe says, don't let go. Don't let go. You have to let go of some, but don't let go completely. Stay tapped in some way. Limited. You don't feel like doing the Daf HaYomi today? Great. So just put it on play in the back of the car. Let it roll. You'll get the Daf tomorrow. So you didn't learn it today? No problem. You heard it. Yoitze. Next. Machol. Right? That's Rav Volbe's Eitzah. And it's, I think, true. And next time, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll start the Bayam Darkecha. But it's certainly true for davening. You're having a bad davening? You have a choice. It means you cannot daven at all. Or at least you show up. At least you went to shul. At least you put on tefillin. At least you said Moda'ani. You said two brachas. You said some of Shmon Esrei. But the idea, the realization that there are going to be days that we feel that this avodah of tefillah, which is Berumah Shel Olam, we feel so far from it, we should accept that because it's a human condition. It is a part of our nature. And instead of being messiahish and saying, you know, I haven't been interested in davening in a month or 6 weeks, and especially when a person is younger, because when a person is young, 6 weeks is like three lifetimes. So they say, you know, obviously this is not for me. The Rabbi Tam would say, it doesn't mean it's not for you. It means right now, in the tkufa where you are, you're at the bottom. You're in the Yemei Sina. So hang on, and Yemir Tzashem, you'll daven, you'll ask, you'll find, your Epis, your Mach, Dort Nanetza, you'll get out of it. You'll find a friend, a Rebbe, a Sefer, a something, and you'll get out of the bottom. And you'll get back toward the top. But the idea that you recognize that your life is always going to be like a cycle, that there are going to be days when we feel that dveikus, that closeness, what he calls the hargashas, the mesikus, the sweetness, and then there are days that, God forbid, we feel like it's going to be a masui. Knowing that, I think it's already a big first step.